other through it. Come on and say good movement draws good movement.
Welcome to Good Movement Draws Good Movement, the podcast where farmers, ranchers, and rural folks can grow relationally through awareness, understanding, and effective communication. Hey, it's T. I'm your host, and I, along with my guests, will be covering topics related to drawing good movement. Things like self and social awareness, brain science, positive psychology, extending grace, and so much more. We'll share tools that can help you understand why you are the way you are, why others are the way they are, and how you can use that to step out of self-told lies with grace and compassion to draw good movement in conversations, relationships, and life in rural America. Let's go draw good movement. Welcome back to the Good Movement Draws Good Movement podcast. Last April, I listened to a book called Let Your Life Speak by Parker J. Palmer. The book is subtitled Listening for the Voice of Vocation, and it's all about not telling yourself what you're going to do with your life, but listening for the calling placed on your life and stepping into your God-given gifts. I enjoyed this book so much and took so much away from it when I listened to it, that as I sometimes do when I listen to books, if I really like them, I buy the hard copy. I did that with this book. I got the hard copy and promptly put it on the bookshelf where it sat until earlier this year. But not too long into this year, I saw it sitting on my bookshelf with a little bit of dust on it. And in that moment, I had this feeling that I should read it. And over the years, I've learned to not ignore those feelings. You know, the ones, they're seemingly random, but you really just can't shake them. So I picked it up, I dusted it off, and I reconsumed it. And in reconsuming it, I was reminded why I don't ignore those feelings as bad as I'd like to sometimes. So many pieces of this book were just what I needed to start this year, but none so much as the final pages of the final chapter. The passage is pretty short, and so I could read it, but I'm not going to because I don't want to infringe on any copyright laws. So I will just do my very best to paraphrase it. But in the final chapter, titled There is a Season, the author Parker Palmer talks about the seasonal metaphor, or how the seasons of our lives mimic nature's seasons. He talks about each of the seasons, fall, winter, spring, and summer, and how what happens in each season relates back to life, i.e., the seeds scattered in the fall turn into growing plants in the spring, and the growing plants in the spring turn into the abundance of summer. But the season that really, really got me was winter. And I don't know if it was because at the time I read it, we were in the middle of the coldest, deadest part of winter, i.e., January. So I don't know if it was that, or if it was because in his illustration of winter, he told the story of his dad's death as an example of one of his own personal winters. His description of how he felt in the months after his dad died was spot freaking on for how I've felt these past several months. I do feel like I'm, you know, coming out of winter a little bit. I'm into spring. But I'm pretty sure it's still the melty, muddy part of spring that I'm in. But I digress. He describes nature's winter as cold, dead, and demanding, but also beautiful with the, quote, sky full of snow, and knowing that even though it appears so, nature is not dead. It's simply dormant, gone underground to be refreshed and renewed for spring. He also talks about the clarity winter provides with the leafless trees that you can now see through, where you can't see through them when they're, you know, full of leaves. It's literally easier to see in the winter. But because we live in the Nebraska Sandhills where there aren't many trees, I might add that I think winter's clarity also comes in the crispness of the air. It always seems like the crisper the day, the clearer things are, especially the night sky. These mornings, these recent mornings, have been so crisp and so clear and so beautiful. But he relates that back to personal winters and how even though it's cold and dead and dark, there can also be clarity and the opportunity to learn and sort of be able to peel away things and get right down to the root of it. And he goes on to talk about the harsh winters of the upper Midwest where he's from and some common advice they give newcomers. They say, quote, "The winters will drive you crazy until you learn to get out into them." He mentions how upper Midwesterners invest in quality warm clothing and gear so they can go outside, get into the winters, and avoid the cabin fever that tends to set in after days upon days inside, away from the cold. I, having just come through many, many days below zero, I feel this. I feel this to my bones. But he also applies that same advice, the winters will drive you crazy until you learn to get out into them, to our own personal winters, because hiding inside away from whatever cold harshness we're facing will drive us crazy. We must step out into our own personal winters and face the hard we're trying to avoid so that it doesn't keep control over us. Now, Parker J. Palmer didn't elaborate specifically on how to get out into personal winters, but I've got some ideas. Tried and true ideas that I've used to get me into and through some of my own personal winters. This first one is to choose something good each day to focus on. This one got me through a really rough winter in our marriage. Tom and I were in what I call roommate mode, and we were not friendly roommates. I don't know what brought it on, if it was divine intervention or what, but one day I just decided to choose one small thing every day that was good and focus on it. So much in my life at that time was not good, and I knew I could not sustain without at least a sliver of light every day. So each day, I'd pick one thing that was good and focus on it. I was working at the feed yard back then, and some days the only good thing I could think of was that I didn't fall off my horse that day. Literally. Literally. This is not to say that I denied the things were hard. I mean, I was picking out good things, but I also recognized the hard and I accepted that. But I was facing my hard by finding little lights to keep me trudging along through the winter I found myself in. And if you listened to the episode on gratitude back in November, I talked about joy journaling, and this essentially was my joy journal back then. Just picking out that one small thing good every day that happened. It like literally got me through until we got more help, until we stepped out into it, until I learned what gear I needed to put on to, you know, continue on through winter. This most recent winter I've been through, I got out into it by getting into my emotions. I am a chronic shover downer and ignorer of emotions. Much like many people, I'd suspect, I am just not good at feeling my emotions. I'm much better at shoving them down. But right before my dad died, I decided that I was done with that. And then my dad died. And there were emotions I couldn't shove down or ignore. So I felt them as they came. I named them. Sometimes I journaled about them and I accepted them for what they were. I also got out into this most recent winter by learning to not only feel my emotions and accept them for what they are, but share them, which can be so scary. It can be a really scary thing to do, a scary thing that I'm still not always the best at. It's still something that I am working on. I'm also still working on not repressing, but I'm a work in progress and this takes constant work. But getting out into our personal winter, like those Midwestern winters, is also better weathered with the appropriate gear. And that gear, according to the book and what Parker Palmer says, and also according to my life's experience, looks like the love and warmth that comes from human connection. So whether it's a counselor, spouse, friend, community, spiritual director, parent, sibling, therapist, whatever it is, if you find yourself walking through one of life's winters, don't be afraid to wrap up in the warmth of relationship and step out into it. Until next time, draw good movement. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful for you. If you found value in this episode, I'd love for you to share with others who might also benefit from tuning in. Share by word of mouth, send it in a text, take a screenshot and post it on social media, or share however you prefer. And if you haven't already, hit the follow or subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, draw good movement.